just a few weeks ago now, we saw during the Super Bowl what a strong defense can result in, right? A win for the Seahawks. And that's also true with your health. Rather than taking action after you get sick, there are vaccines available to, in most cases, prevent the onslaught of a variety of illnesses. That could be anything from annoying to forcing you into bed and missing work and missing life. I mean, who wants that? However, a new report from the Center for Disease Control reveals that a large number of adults are not taking advantage of this option. Here are the findings of this study. Is a medical officer with the CDC's Immunization Services Division, National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, Dr. Aaron Kennedy. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here, too. Well, I mean, it is kind of, I guess, for someone in the medical profession, even just someone as a layperson, it's annoying and frustrating to have to remind people to do something so easy that would make such a obvious positive difference in their life.
Yes. It is sad that there are lots of people suffer from serious health problems and from common diseases that could be prevented very easily by vaccines. I think some of the reasons are that for the current low levels of vaccination are that some people aren't aware that there are vaccinations needed for them when they're adults.
Now, this is based on the 2012 National Health Interview Survey of focusing on adult vaccinations. Which vaccinations does this study focus on primarily?
There are 10 vaccinations in our adult vaccination schedule, and this study focuses on all of them. Some of the key findings are for zoster vaccine that prevents shingles, that's recommended for people age 60 or older. Only 20% of adults have been vaccinated with that vaccine. It also focuses on Tdap vaccine. All adults over the age of 19 should be vaccinated, but only 14% of adults have gotten the Tdap vaccine, which prevents whooping cough, tetanus, and diphtheria. And right now there's been many serious outbreaks of whooping cough. So that's another vaccine that's important. But it covers all vaccines that are recommended for adults.
I was looking at the list and looking at the report, too, before we started for the shingles vaccine, the tetanus vaccine, even for a pneumonia vaccine. There are a lot of brick-and-mortar stores, Rite Aid, everything from Walmarts to Rite Aids that actually offer some of these vaccines at very reasonable cost. And, if you have, depending on your medical coverage, too, they can even lower the prices. So it doesn't appear like there's a shortage of outlets or even a shortage of vaccines, which, again, I guess must add to the frustration level among medical professionals about, good morning, people, why aren't you doing this?
Right now it's been great. Pharmacists and other outlets have been really stepping up and offering vaccines. So they are the easier people it is for people to get vaccines, we're hoping the coverage will increase. And but I think it's not that people aren't getting vaccines and they know it. I think that there's a lot of our studies have shown that the public is not aware right now that they do need vaccines. So one thing that we're asking people to do is go to www.cdc.gov/vaccines.adultquiz, and if they go there, they can answer some questions and print out a list of the vaccines that are recommended specifically for them. It's really confusing because as adults, what vaccines you need depend on your age, depend on the health conditions you have, depend on your occupation, depend on your lifestyle. So I understand, although it is frustrating that our rates are low, I understand why it's confusing for adults, and we need to make them more aware of the vaccines that are needed for them. Another thing that we're asking people physicians to do is actually talk with them, with their patients during their visits. Right now, only about 30% of physicians are talking with their patients about the vaccines they need. So we're asking patients to ask their healthcare professionals what vaccines are needed, and we're asking the healthcare professionals to have conversations with their patients about vaccines.
Talking with Dr. Aaron Kennedy from the Center for Disease Control, Immunization Services Division. Learn more about the adult vaccines and what you should be getting and when you should be getting it at cdc.gov/vaccines. We have, of course, that link over to our website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I was looking, too, at the different vaccines. And that was actually going to be my next question to you, Doctor, was whether or not people are confused as far as, well, I'm too old now, so I don't need that, or I'm too young now, so I don't need that. And it's a matter of people make assumptions rather than, as you say, ask their doctors, which, you know, it seems like people love to have conversations on social media and texting, but when they sit down in the doctor's office, becomes one-word ping-pong matches almost.
It does, and we're hoping that our efforts can encourage doctors to have these conversations with their patients and ask patients to encourage their doctors to have these questions. But you're right. It's right now, in a lot of adults, I think they also think, well, I got vaccinated when I was a child. I was fully vaccinated. I should be safe. But some of the vaccines you get as a child wear off as an adult, and so it's important to realize that you still, even though you think you're too young or healthy adults can get these diseases too, and it's really important for everyone to assess their vaccination status and assess what vaccines are needed for them.
And it's not all about you either, meaning the person in need of the vaccine, because if you get the vaccines you should be getting, you stay healthy. The people around you wind up staying healthy, especially if you're around infants in a lot of cases.
True. That's definitely a great point. Not only are you protecting yourselves, you're protecting the people you come in contact with, and especially the Tdap vaccine I spoke about earlier. Whooping cough has increased greatly in the U.S., and infants are the age group that are most severely affected. And so by everybody around, all the adults around the infant, can't be vaccinated yet. So if all the adults around the infant are vaccinated, you have a cocoon of protection, and then you're protecting yourself from whooping cough, but you're also protecting that infant.
I know that the report has a variety of vaccines, but overall, is there one age group, one racial demographic that showed a glaring lack of activity in proper vaccination?
Unfortunately, there's a glaring lack of activity in all groups, all age groups, and all racial and ethnic groups as well. However, there are some racial disparities that still persist, and it looks like whites, non-Hispanic whites, are vaccinated at a higher rate than Hispanics and African Americans. But even the whites have very low coverage, so we really need to increase awareness among all groups.
We talk a lot with other guests here on the show, too, about cancer and early detection and prevention. And, you know, to me, one of the most frightening ones is the HPV vaccine. The report said almost only 35% of women 19 to 26 received one or more of the doses of that vaccine, protects against cervical cancer, which, I mean, great, that's up from 30% the year before. But 35% of women, I mean, sounds like an example where that's a demographic that thinks they're too young to need it. But it's more and more common to hear women as young as in their late 20s, early 30s, wind up with a diagnosis of cervical cancer.
Yes, it's a very serious and sad disease, and something that can be prevented very easily with HPV vaccine. And what the recommendations are that adolescents get the vaccination, but also adults from age 19 to 26 can get vaccinated if they haven't already been as an adolescent. And so we would encourage all women to get protected. I mean, cancer is a horrible disease. Cervical cancer is a horrible disease and can be easily prevented by this vaccination. And so we're hoping that more people will go out and get that vaccine.
A few of the other stats overall for pneumonia, 20% of high-risk adults got that vaccination in 2012. This is one of those age disparities, too. Adults 65 and older, 60% were vaccinated. And if you look at hepatitis A, only 12% of adults 19 to 49 had the full hepatitis A vaccination coverage of at least two doses in 2012. Is this a case, too, where the lack of vaccinations show that there's a lot of people, maybe more than imagined, who are lacking a primary health care professional, that they either have to wait for a clinic to open up at a municipal building, or they go to a Rite Aid, or maybe they're waiting to see how health care reform is going to all pan out, and maybe that'll be their avenue to a greater vaccination rate.
Right. I think as probably all of what you just described plays a role in that. Also, I think that younger adults are less likely to have an annual visit with their provider, and so less likely to be getting the recommendations to get vaccines, whereas older adults, 60, 65, like for the pneumococcal vaccine, they're probably more likely to be seeing physicians on a more regular basis, especially if they have any chronic conditions.
So as we've learned here, a couple of simple steps can help you avoid some serious stuff and find out exactly the vaccines that are important for your personal health. Very easy test that you can take at cdc.gov/vaccines. Have a link over to our website as well. And be more proactive with preventative actions with your health. And that way you avoid a lot of the messy stuff that happens if and when you should happen to get sick. And we've been joined this morning from the Centers for Disease Control by Dr. Aaron Kennedy. Doctor, thanks for the insight for the wake-up call. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.